be so many things because I love so many things. I find it hard to find my one thing. This is what society wants. They want you to become something that fits into their flawed ideologies of what they say is good for us. Go to school, rack up debt, get a job, and spend the rest of your working life paying it off. All for what? To buy stuff you don't really want. Yup. I saw this when I was young, and I spent my entire life so far trying to find a way to dodge the bullet. I am not one thing. I am so many things. So being something specific felt so restrictive, and I didn't want to be labeled because labels have limits. Limits are like boxes. Boxes have sides. Sides stop us from being free to see other sides. Again, this is what they want. And this is what fucks humans up. And I always wondered why life was so fucked up. Now I know. It's because we've been lied to about who we really are. And the lies are huge. The lies created our reality. But the truth sets us free. For me, free writings helped me see clearly. Writing helped me to release thoughts and feelings. Feelings can be heavy. When we don't let them out, we get weighed down. Weights can cause body aches. I was always in pain, but writing about my pain helped me break the chains. Writing helped me make sense of things. The loose ends in my head, in my heart. Loose ends cause knots. I know, I had lots of tight knots. Arting heals knots. So I look at free writing as a form of art. I call free writing word art. Word art has no rules. When you write word art, you are free to write whatever you want, however you want. The key is to open yourself up so you can let all your loose ends come out. For me, I tend to channel other energies via writing. So it's like someone I can't see is making me think something and they want me to write it down. If I don't, they won't leave me alone. Sometimes I make myself write because I know it helps me heal what's going on. Thanks to technology and cell phones, I can write fast and easy using my notes app on my iPhone. So whenever I get a download, I just pull out my phone and unload. Gross. Don't be gross. It's not gross. Yes, this has caused some muscle misalignments, for sure. Especially in my neck and wrist. But this is war. The war of art. I have persevered in spite of this. This is how I've written so much. Over time, as I've become a word art artist, I've come to find common themes in my writings. These themes have led to different storyline collections. The stories reflect different perspectives of me. I am obsessed with perspective. This you will see. There are a million sides to everything, so nothing is ever what it seems. Remember this, because depending on the perspective you take, it will change the way you feel about something. Feelings are energy. Energy creates reality. I see from a lot of different perspectives. It can be exhausting. But so is being one-sided. Being narrow-minded is suffocating. That's why so many people are self-destructing. Our stories project started with word arting. It was my way of expressing my feelings in a creative way. Writing this way gave me permission to say whatever I wanted to say without feeling guilty. I had a lot of guilt. Why? I know. Father, mother. That's why. But that story is for another time. Our stories is a byproduct of all my reasons why. Art is not right or wrong. Like it or don't like it, it doesn't matter to me. I am the artist and I do not apologize for anything. I am alone. I have nobody to stop me but me. I did this for me. For us. We all want to be free. So yes, I gave up everything for this. I had to, so I could let go of who I had become and become who I really was. It's been a painful process. Word art is real, raw, honest. Sometimes about me. Sometimes about her. Sometimes about you. Sometimes about us. Sometimes word art is inspired by art. Alcoholic art. Photo art. audio art, video art. Sometimes it's just a note, a quote. Word art is about being free to express yourself. I think free writing is a great way to heal yourself, to get to know yourself. It forces you to go within, to listen, to see, to taste, to touch. This is how you find precision and self-awareness. Awareness is key to becoming an awesome human being. Once again, perspective changes everything. But I confess, it wasn't until I started Alcohol Inc. Arting that I started to really find my voice. And that being said, I am still searching for something. What is it? I don't know. I just know something.